who's at our table? It's Gordon Keith.
Hey, America!
Place
at
the table!
What's going on?
Low T Center webcam.
You bet. I went to the Low T Center, donated just the other day. It was nice people. Nice people.
You donate?
You donated your tea?
You refilled?
What's that?
Do they accept that? How do they accept that?
What do you mean, how do they accept it?
Yeah,
how
do they want?
Donate testosterone.
How do they get the tea from you?
Yeah, do you?
They have a nurse that helps me.
Fresh air pepper?
Have you ever had to get your sperm sample checked?
Sample checked?
Like,
no.
Okay.
I've had many people take samples.
Like you never had the procedure?
No, I've never had the procedure, nor have I had, like...
Oh, you have to do it if you get snipped?
Yeah. Okay. Well, they have to make sure it worked.
Yeah, they have to check your count.
Are you confused with how it works?
I don't know.
Well, the way it works...
I've never thought of getting snipped, so...
I've never...
Really? I don't have to.
I've never had to get my count checked for infertility reasons, and I've never had to get my count checked for voluntary infertility reasons, like Bob's mentioning. When you get your vas deferens severed and cauterized, or whatever they do to them now,
yeah,
you have to go in through a series of weeks, I would think, and they check and make sure that.
And then you go back again and again.
Well, I mean, until you're good.
Until they declare you that it worked, that it was a success.
Yeah, I had to get mine checked, and it wasn't like the movie where you have your pick of movies or magazines, and you're in this room with a couch and all that.
They left you in there with your imagination?
It's a disgusting room.
It was a bathroom with a sink and a toilet, and just go fill it up.
There's no way.
It
took half an hour.
It's a humiliating moment in your life.
What'd you go with?
Boy, plenty of thoughts.
What kind of scene did you go with?
Plenty of clothes.
There's some nasty
thoughts.
Magazines too.
The lowest
rent level.
Meaning.
Wait, you've done this?
Oh yeah. They leave a stack of magazines in some.
Did you get snipped?
No, it was because we couldn't have a kid at first and had to figure out whose fault it was. By the way, it was hers. Mine's everything's fine.
Yes.
Did you handle that gently?
When I scoreboarded her?
Or did you act like Mari when he says you're not the father? Just start dancing.
The problem I had was the cup they give you. It was only a Dixie cup.
For the nurse. You
overflowing.
They had to give me a Homer bucket from Home Depot. And even then, there was a little bit of slop that carried it back to them.
I wasn't surprised.
Like my spit bucket
when the boxing
corner, it's totally full.
They said mine couldn't swim well. It was very surprising.
Oh, no.
They gave me an Aggie jar.
We need to,
so stupid.
We might need to veer off and do something else here. Gordon's with us, by the way.
Oh.
And he was also
with us. Why do we have to?
I was just putting it back on the tracks for just a moment. Just a moment here.
Okay.
This is tense.
Maybe a reset of some
sort. Bob has
not tense at all.
E-break.
This is tense.
Did you like the Super Bowl party last night, Gordon?
It was okay. I mean, they had I didn't think the food was near as good as it was in, let's say, New Orleans, which was awesome.
Or let's say every other place we've ever been.
That would include New Orleans, I guess. Yeah, sure. That's another way of saying New Orleans. Yeah.
That was the lowest ranking Super Bowl party ever, wasn't it?
Yeah, from the ones I've been to, yes.
What did New York have last year? I remember we ended up bowling, but I don't remember
food-wise.
Oh my gosh, they had too much.
Questlove. If you have Questlove,
then
the party
bowling. I just don't remember if we ate a lot.
Yeah, we did. They had the different stations, kind of like New Orleans also. So you walked to different places and got the different restaurants.
So at the fertility clinic, they don't even have the holes cut in the stall walls?
You're confused, sir.
I figured that would at least...
Into the examination room. Shouldn't you be able to look into there?
To see another guy getting examined?
Yeah. Then that would fire you up.
I'll tell you what, that's the trippiest moment of my life. If I were to rank the moments of my life from most trippy to least trippy, the being awake during your procedure and kind of...
Could you smell the burning flesh as they cauterized?
Dude, I just remember, like, you're a little bit tipsy because they
give you a few drinks.
They give you a Valium.
Talk you up a little bit.
And do some scotch. And I just remember kind of sitting up and kind of peering down that direction.
Whoa, it looks huge.
And just kind of seeing what I'm used to seeing You know,
which is not much.
I've become used to the artwork, but the spaghetti noodle thing
called a penis.
No.
Oh. Do they pull something out?
It's like part of the pipe.
They tie it, right?
Well, I don't think they actually tie it.
Oh, they don't?
But they do something down there, and it's weird, and it's not something you should be watching.
You can get it reversed. You should just get the Lord's plan for your new wife.
You
right?
should just get knocked up. What?
Haven't you heard?
See, that's why I would never get it done, because you don't know what your
new
wife. You don't know what your third wife's going to want.
And then they get it reversed.
Yeah,
I've actually
heard
of
reverse,
that.
Yes. Can they just bring another spaghetti? They
and
go
haven't
to
we
the
heard
store.
It can actually fix itself?
Yeah, can reroute.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, like a snake.
Man, nature.
Kind of like traffic, like a detour.
Like a regenerated lizard tail.
They grow back together.
Oh.
Like you have to put like a little piece of cardboard in there to keep them from...
Nature's awesome, isn't it?
Meeting back in the middle.
Did you get snipped afterwards, Dan?
No. I've never been snipped.
Do you have any interest in that?
No.
You've turned it down? Like she's pitched it to you and you've said no?
No. Well, her insides are a rocky place, which require...
Which your seed can find no purchase.
Right.
Well, I did a couple times.
But it needed help. She needs medication to make it all work. So as long as she stays off it, we're all going to be good. Plus...
If she stays off the medication, the medication is there to enhance the opportunity.
Yes.
Something like that.
He's saying that she's got a rocky uterus, and you appreciate that fact because it...
Yeah.
It means that you don't have to alter yourself.
Oh, wear protection.
That's right. Plus, there's no way it could...
Could what?
Never mind. I'm just thinking of a lot of things that I probably just
don't
shouldn't
think
move
about
on. Let's talk about
that
media party.
Now you want to talk about the media party.
It's an issue that affects a lot of
guys. These are male
medical
issues.
Yeah.
Yes, we're
yeah.
performing a public service here in some
ways. So, Bob,
yes, sir.
You and Donovan have both had to go do this. Now, did yours at least come equipped with materials, enhancing materials to your experience?
Well, you're not talking about the procedure. You're talking
I'm
about
talking
the
about
aftercare.
Putting
the aftercare, yes.
Putting the sample in the cup.
Yes. Extraction.
Or did you do it at home and put a seatbelt around the bag and race to the hospital to send it to them?
Just
fill up a little Ziploc snack pack and.
Hey, webcam. I just remember it being one of the more awkward moments of my life where I had to reevaluate things and
So no materials.
Super Bowl.
No, and I'll
30. Which one did the Packers win?
31.
That's what you got to imagine.
1, 2,
you had to
and 30.
That in your
Bart Starr.
No, but
Bart
to,
Starr.
But to MVP. His point that they are some of the filthiest magazines, he's not talking about content, although they might be redundant terms. He's talking about the fact that you
usage.
Just, the blacklight magazine history.
How many people have touched that thing?
Was just, and in what state were they when they did, and it just was not... The appeal, it was just, that seemed like the grossest thing ever to consider touching.
Allow you to bring your own laptop or something like that.
I wonder if times have changed.
They might.
Maybe.
They offer free Wi-Fi.
It was a while ago.
You have to pay the $4.95 for a day pass.
Your phone will work fine.
Yeah, ooh, nowadays, Jake. I guess, you can get porn on your phone, can't you?
Jake has broken the code.
Absolutely, you can get porn on your phone.
Yeah, it's probably, you know what, I bet you doctor's offices have already made adjustments for this. When did I get my procedure, like 07 or 08? Maybe they've come a long
whatever,
ways already.
12 years ago.
Done what? Or,
maybe they've progressed in some ways.
They hand you a machine mask?
Well, to me, it seems like there's got to be, don't we have like a...
This is so stupid.
With a zipper for the mouth. Yeah, don't you really only need a machine mask and a milking machine, and then you just let them handle it from there? They should have a device.
But would you want to?
I thought that they
would.
Could
you want to be the first one to use that?
I never took the course where they explain the whole machine mask. I just
cattle prod the prostate or something.
What about
milking the prostate?
It's just
what was that movie?
Okay. Will there ever be a day they just give you one of those virtual porn helmets?
Road trip. Thank you, Jake.
Hmm. Have you seen those, Gordon? Certainly, you have.
Have I seen them? Or
the virtual
one?
Porn helmet?
Or did I get it on the ground floor of investing in the company?
No, I've not seen this.
Is this NASDAQ?
I think it would be a fantastic investment, don't you?
Well, what is like a welder's shield? Or
kind of like that, yeah. You throw on a helmet, and now you're
you
inside.
You walk around like Boba Fett with
you're
just
inside
only the helmet
a virtual
on.
Porn.
Just like a belt. Hmm.
Like, isn't that the future of dating?
Well, I don't know if that's dating. The future of dating, no.
I thought you've been alleging for a while that
I have never alleged
that the movie
think,
Her is our future. That
I think
you will have a virtual girlfriend and we won't have to deal with.
Actually, I thought the movie was interesting. I also say there's always going to be a place for humans in our society.
Ooh, bold claim.
Yep.
That's hot.
Yeah. Robots.
That's going
Jake,
on the
mark that
right
for
there.
A promo. Yeah. Promo.
Robots will never take over everything. We will.
Quotable bomb.
We will,
that's quite a statement.
We will not
despite
be
all many movies
yeah.
a contrary.
No, there's a lot of movies. There's Wookiees in movies, too, you know.
Yeah, there was Wookiee of the year.
That's a bad point.
No, it's a great
point. You've ever made.
It's a great point.
Like, movies of the past that depicted the future depicted, like, FaceTime, and now we have it.
Okay, fine, but the point to that is at
and Wookiees are a fantasy. I'm talking about science fiction, things that
yes.
are looked ahead, and virtual dating.
It's your hero, Kenny Mayne, right behind you. But
he's really kind of ripped, isn't he?
I don't know.
Like,
no, nice to see
ripped.
His abs.
Poor, yeah. Don't you think he's like ripped. He's in a lot better shape than
how you
thought?
Doing?
Who's Kenny Mayne?
Kenny, how's it going, man?
Yeah.
How you doing? You look great. I love Kenny Mayne.
He's looking good there.
He's the best.
But you stopped short
you
of asking.
Room,
you stopped short of asking to see his abs. That's unfortunate.
Well, look at him. You can see his muscles through his legs, through his jeans,
through his legs.
No, but I go back to the idea that if there's a Dr. Frankenstein element that we're going to create something and then it's going to overpower us and take us out of the mix. And I don't believe that the
animated real dolls.
That's an
that's
idea
coming.
That. Hollywood has had,
sorry.
But I don't believe the machines will ever actually take over once we create them.
It's all about
anyway,
can they gain intelligence.
Aren't you supposed to introduce me? In this, are we still in the
no,
middle
we introduced
of
you. I swear we introduced
okay.
you.
All right.
Yeah, we did well.
All right.
We did well. So,
don't you think most people listening probably know you?
Yeah, they probably think I'm a jerk. I am
but
a jerk.
You are a big jerk.
Yeah, you are
I'm
a big
jerk.
Who do you have winning the big game?
Come on.
Who do I have winning it?
Yeah. Why do you say come on? Like he can't have a football opinion?
I don't think he can.
I think that
unless it's cowboy observations. Sorry, I'm eating rice.
Boy, you are.
No way.
Don't wait.
Let's go to eat a goddamn snack.
Now the part where I'm chewing and eating is where you guys are supposed to do some talking.
Well, you didn't
understand.
You didn't hand us your script.
Every stop,
rehearsal went badly.
We'll wait till you're done chewing. Then we'll all start talking.
We got to rehearse that again.
We want your undivided attention. I'll go with Seahawks.
Yeah.
Score.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'll score. Absolutely. How else are they going to win?
MVP.
Are you
yep.
doing a?
It'll happen.
How will Gordo watch the Super Bowl at a Super Bowl party?
No, I'll be watching.
Will
with
you
my
host
dad.
One
in gravity boots?
Will you invite us over
at my parents' house?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Suspended from the top of the door frame.
I don't know what that means.
Like in Cape Fear, just kind of doing sit-ups while watching the Super Bowl.
Oh, see? No.
Just all sweaty.
I thought you were talking about like hanging from handcuffs from the door
no,
frame.
No. Everybody knows
sort of love swing.
That if you were to suspend yourself from the door frame, it would be by the ankles.
Yeah. No, not necessarily. These days, women do the cuffs thing.
I had not included a...
Yeah. You cuff them up to the top of the door frame and issue her punishment.
And that is?
Love. That's what you call love.
That's our punishment.
And that's the way I understand
it. Okay.
Is it,
all right.
May be
I think that's the way I understand it also.
So Seahawks, huh?
Yes, Seahawks.
That's good.
Seahawks. And what's his name? Russell Simmons. No, that's Def
yes.
Jam guy, isn't it?
He would be a horrible quarterback.
Dude, I'd like to see that.
No, you wouldn't.
Russell Wilson. Right?
Russell Wilson.
Yes.
Is your MVP.
Nice.
So.
That's
you
good.
Happy?
Yeah, I'm very happy.
That's what God wants.
And that crazy running back won't get MVP.
Marshawn
Lynch?
Yeah.
Do you like him?
You know, I want to like him because I find him real intimidating, and I like that look. I think he has a really intimidating look.
He's
but
like
I think
that.
He's,
What is black?
And I liked any of the guy that wears the face shield and he has the hair and he's big. He's just huge and he's very intimidating to me.
Would you be comfortable if he was your neighbor?
Yeah, I wouldn't have any problem with that because he'd never talk to me.
Do you find him more or less attractive than DeMarco Murray?
Oh, he's less attractive than DeMarco Murray. There's no one as attractive as DeMarco Murray. And the two top attractive people to me are DeMarco Murray and Winona Ryder.
In that order?
I'm probably in the 80% of American males that say the exact same thing.
Yeah. What book are you reading right now?
Going Clear by Lawrence Wright.
Oh, for real?
Oh, my.
Yeah.
What a wonderful answer.
I got to write that down.
What,
I've heard of that, and I also want to read that, and I keep a book list.
Is that the Belichick book?
No.
It's the Scientology, right?
Yes.
It's fascinating stuff.
And Larry Wright is from Dallas. He's a Dallas guy, and he's written a lot of great books.
Lakewood Zone.
That's exactly right. Went to Woodrow.
How is it, the book?
So far, so good. It's fascinating. You know, that whole religion, how it came about, is very interesting. I know, Dan, you said Scientologists couldn't touch you. I don't know what you meant by that. And you said something about the Squirrel Patrol couldn't get to you or couldn't figure out where you are. I don't know.
Does this book validate that idea? Like, do you think, after reading that book, that Scientology could touch him?
Oh, I think Scientologists are a determined group.
Okay.
People. Yes.
How much Hemingway have you read relative to your stereotype?
Somebody emailed me that recently. Some guy emailed me and said, hey, which Hemingway book do you recommend to start off with?
Would you do a blog post to kind of take us
through? Well, wasn't it Hemingway at the NBA Finals?
The 06 Finals, we believe.
No,
I don't know. I'm not sure if we made that up or
was
not.
Was it Hemingway? It was a book, though, that you were highlighting.
Yes, it was a book. It was actually an M. Scott Peck book, but it wasn't The Road Less Traveled. It was another lecture series, collection of lectures that he had or something like that.
Okay.
But no, it wasn't Hemingway. I've only read, I think, three Hemingway books. If you count Old Man and the Sea as a book rather than a novella, I guess.
Or a short story.
That's three. Yeah, it's basically a long short story. But, so I would do, I think I've read, these are the three I've read. Sun Also Rises, Movable Feast, and Old Man and the Sea.
And do you always associate each one with a different sporting event you were at the time?
No, I read those all at home, it seems like.
Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. I guess it's the hunting thing. I would think that would be the dovetail. Is that, hey, Gordon likes to read, which is not true. It's not if I'm actually a very poor reader. And he hunts, and therefore it's Hemingway. Plus, people know who Hemingway is. I just don't think literature holds a big place in society anymore. I don't think it's that bad a thing.
Even though just about every time I do find contact with you in some way, mm-hmm. it's with a MacBook between us, I do imagine you in a bathtub with candles around it and a good book. And I don't know if that's fair or not, but that's my vision of going after hours.
I'm too paranoid to read in the bathtub. Get soggy pages.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Oh, wait, I got one more Gordon question.
We're back to the bank.
Are you involved with Channel 8 still?
You know, I haven't done anything for Channel 8 in quite some time.
Only because you were not on my Big D NYE.
Right.
And it wasn't the same.
Yeah, it was about...
always done that bit.
A couple months before Big D NYE, my producer that I work with over there frequently texted me and said, hey, I don't know if you heard, but... You know, we're not going to need you for Big D NYE. They're paring down the staff, and they're only going to have, I think they only had three people, Pete and Dale, and maybe Amy was there.
They're getting rid of the funny.
But you know what? They were really
nice. Sports?
They were really nice to have me for that long on that show because my TV show for them ended in 2009, I think it was.
And really?
The Mark Cuban show?
No, the Mark Cuban show was 11 something. But
were
no,
you there when he said, oh, too bad?
Of course he was.
You were on set.
Yeah. Too bad!
But
that was going clapping.
Man, yeah. I will never forget that.
Yes, I was probably there. I think I was there for every taping of the Cuban show.
They're kicking us out of here because your Uber driver is right behind you tapping his feet.
But, okay.
I drove bus.
But, Gordon,
Was this our visit?
Very nice to have you on the show.
I felt like we weren't on the air. That's not a good sign.
That's how easy it is talking to us, Gordon.
That's what noon to three is all about.
Well, thank you guys for
conversational. It's just
good to see you.
Thank you for Super Bowl.
Way to shake hands.
Yeah. All right, it's 12:32. This is the ticket.
No liner?
Oh. Tomorrow on the morning.